dated. This is the fifth volume in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1482. Baruch Hashem, dated the third day of Nisan, Tovshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracham. The Rebbe is saying, I'm responding to your letter in which you're writing that you serve in the army, and now they appointed him to become a religious officer on an entire group, the Chativa Shlema, which has many different, you know, it became a big position. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you utilize fully, with full force, your influence to improve the spiritual life in all matters, in all areas. And Rebbe says, I explained here during the Fabrangian that each person needs to utilize their strength, their personal strengths. So one should really calculate their strength, and therefore the force you get with that. But that's normally when you are functioning in your own capacity. But when you become and you have to fulfill the mission which is connected to Torah and mitzvahs, so then you are an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're an agent of Hashem. And therefore you don't utilize your own force, it's not your Toikif, but you are using the strength of Hashem, the one who said, and the world came into being and creates the world all the time. And therefore, there are two conclusions. Number one, you have enough force. You have enough force behind you. You have Hashem behind you. And number two, that in the end, you will succeed in the matter. Because who can tell Hashem what to do if you're coming with Hashem's mission? Also, in the end of your letter, you're suggesting that you had a proposition for a match for a shidduch with Manchin and Cohen. The Rebbe said that suggestion finds favor in my eyes. Oh no, I'm sorry. He said that he liked the suggestion, the match, and they decided to make a tenoyim to tie themselves up to get married. So the Rebbe says, may it be the blessed will of Hashem that it should be in a good and a successful mazel tov, both physically and spiritually. Since your Kala is a Kahana, she's a daughter of a Kohen, so you have to add, Rebbe said you should add an extra portion in study of Torah. And up till the day of the Chasana, you should acquire an expertise in one tractate, and if possible also in the laws that are needed, the Knesser in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, that relate to marriage life. The reason why it's important to a Kohen, because it says that a Kohen is not allowed to marry his daughter, especially a Kohen, to an ignorant person. So therefore, you shouldn't be called ignorant. You have to know at least one tractate by the time he's married. The blessing of Mazel Tov. The Rebbe brings a footnote here. This that you write, that it appears that the date of the Chasana is going to be in a year from now, because that's when he's going to finish serving in the army. And also when his Kala will finish Bet Yaakov, she went to Bet Yaakov. The Rebbe said that delay is not seem proper in my eyes, the Rebbe says. If there is not any specific things to prevent this, so you should probably think about setting up the wedding in the month of Kislev, which is the month of redemption that is coming upon us. It's still, the Rebbe is giving him, this is 3rd of Nisan, so it's still giving him the whole summer. More than 6 months, 9 months, 7, 8 months, in the month of Kislev. But that's what the Rebbe suggests. It's in the volume 5, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in letter number 1483. Baruch Hashem, this is dated also the third day of Nisan, Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Bracha v'shalom. This is to a woman. The Rebbe always starts with Bracha v'shalom. The Rebbe says, I'm answering your notice that you have decided to get engaged to this, mentioned the name, it doesn't say in here. So I want to express my blessing that it should be in a good and an auspicious Mazel Tov and Gashmis and Ruchnis. So for sure, the Rebbe says that you recognize the responsibility that is on the woman who is considered the mainstay of the house, Akeres Habayis, the mainstay of the house. It's known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that the blessing extends to the home because of the woman. It's the woman that brings the blessing to the home. It's in tractate Yevamos Amud Beis Beis, and also explained Likutei Torah and Parshas Brachot. And it's understood that these words are both blessings physically and blessings spiritually. So, since, you know, giving you the responsibility for the blessing in the house, Hashem does not come with unfounded expectation of His creations. So it means that the Bina Yisera, the extra wisdom that was given to a woman to organize the home by the proper preparation beforehand, to build your house in Israel, that it should be full with the lamp of mitzvah and the light of Torah and the luminary of Torah, which is the inner part of the teaching of Chassidus, with a blessing of Mazel Tov.